Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, courtesy of DraftKings. The potential offensive star of the week is Latavius Murray. Ron Johnson, Vikings Game Day Live on Fox 9. Wabi, Vikings Game Plan and Vikings.com. Paul Allen, this is the winning formula. Ron, we begin with you. Latavius Murray in the Saints game, is he the offensive player of the week or do you like somebody else?
I like somebody else. I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs. I just think with this offense, they have a chance to really be explosive. You have to look at the tight end situation with Kyle Rudolph. The linebackers are going to be a lot of attention put on Rudolph to try to stop him in the red zone. 7 touchdowns last year, so I think Diggs is going to have a breakout night.
Wabi, who you got?
It's the man delivering the football to
Main
Stephon
man,
Diggs.
Sam.
It is Sam Bradford. The
yes.
Onus is on him in Monday night's game to get the Vikings in the right play at the right time. I think the pass protection is improving, guys, but these 5 offensive linemen that the Vikings will start on Monday night, they're going to have to grow together as they play together. These 5 haven't played in a game yet, so Monday night's their first game. The pass protection will get better. For now, the onus is on Sam to get us in the right play and to get rid of the ball quickly. That means even ball distribution to a lot of different players. I don't think anyone will stand out in terms of catching the ball or running.
And he's going to have to work with F-line, though, too.
He is going to have to do that.
The conversation of changing the protection is going to come from him.
He's going to have to stand in and take hits as he's delivering passes. So we are going to be lauding Sam after the game.
Let's keep the floor to lose, pointing the way of Vikings.com guy. Tougher task game 1 for the Minnesota Vikings. Our defense slowing the New Orleans offense or our offense scoring 24 or more against that defense?
Ooh, Paul, I think it's our offense. We only scored 24 points on offense in a game last year 5 times in 16 games. So we're going to have to start doing that a little bit more because when we get to 21, yeah, we're 21-3 with Mike Zimmer.
Jeez.
So I think the tougher task is our offense getting to 24. I'm not sweating our defense, Ron. Too good over the last 3 years with Zim for me to sweat the preseason.
I think it might be a shootout. I'm going to say it's going to be tough for the defense. Only reason is we know what Drew Brees can do. He was first in every statistical category last year. And then, of course, third downs. 49% of their third downs were converted. And that's tough. When you're getting more downs, it's tough to stop that team.
Who will be the Vikings defensive MVP at the end of the season?
Harrison Smith. I just think with the teams they're playing, the quarterbacks, the gunslingers, you look at the Red Rocket, you go over to Cam Newton, who loves to give the ball away. We know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. No Olivia Munn, he's going to want to give the ball to somebody else to keep him warm.
What's that
so
mean?
I think Harrison Smith is going to have a great chance to make a lot of plays. We're going to hear a lot of Paul Allen, he's loose calls when it comes to Harrison Smith.
I'm going with the man in the middle. Eric Kendricks.
Nice.
2 straight years, number 54, leads the Vikings in tackles as a rookie and then as a second-year player.
Mm-hmm.
I think the task of replacing him is tougher maybe than any other player in the lineup because he's a 3-down player and because of the level of play that he's demonstrated as a young player. He's getting into his prime. I love Kendricks.
Next, winning formula. Biggest key to slowing Drew Brees.
When you're slowing Drew Brees down, Zim's going to have to put the linebackers in the A-gap. You have to make Drew Brees get off of his normal counts.
Absolutely.
He can't sit back and understand what defense. You're going to have to move Harrison around, and Harrison's going to have to play around in the box a little bit, get out of there. They cannot give him vanilla coverages like we saw in the preseason, and the hope is right now they're dialing up in the meeting room a ton of different looks to confuse Drew Brees.
Middle pressure against Brees, supremely important in this game.
Agreed, and I don't think you can do it unless you do what I think is the most important thing, which is defend the run on first down. Because if you're in second and medium or short and third and short against this guy and Sean Payton, The night is going to be long. You better be good on first down against the run and the pass, or you're in trouble.
Now, this game starts at 6 o'clock. Get into your seat super early. There are unbelievably cool tributes and things transpiring in the pregame, including a 9/11 tribute, and also Randy Moss joining the esteemed Minnesota Vikings Ring of Honor. How about a quick Randy Moss memory from the cast? Wobby, we begin with you.
Rookie season, 1998, Thanksgiving Day, three catches, 180-some yards, and three touchdowns for Randy Moss. I think him doing that and wanting to do that that day to the Dallas Cowboys because they didn't draft him was a precursor of the mindset Randy would have for his entire career, chip on his shoulder.
For me, I grew up here as far as being a Gopher, 98 to 2001, so I got to witness it firsthand, what being mossed looks like. So as a receiver, just watching him moss every single DB, every single week, you never knew it was going to come out of his mouth. That was even more exciting for me. Straight cash, homie. That's my guy.
Mine would be quick 2002 season. Tampa Bay runs all over the Vikings at Tampa. Randy in an awful mood, leaves the locker room, walking out to the buses. A crowd of 40 kids in a circle going, Randy, 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 puts on the smile, signs all the autographs, takes all the pictures, and made memories for those kids. Wobby, Ron, thank you.
All right.
Everybody, thank you for watching Vikings Game Plan. Enjoy the Vikings and the New Orleans Saints. I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.